Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call tape number 59. The Bible Description of Heaven. Of all the Bible subjects, heaven has probably created more interest in the minds of people than any other. The reason is quite obvious. It identifies a place where the Lord's people will go following death to live eternally in a state of blessedness. Heaven is described as a prepared place for a prepared people. Jesus at one point in his ministry told his disciples, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3. The Father's house to which Jesus referred is heaven. This stands clearly in the Apostle Paul's letter to the Corinthians. He wrote, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1. It is significant to note that God is not trusting human hands with the preparation of his eternal dwelling place. In describing the nature and characteristics of his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Matthew chapter 5, verse 10. He held out additional hope for them after mentioning how in this life they would be persecuted, reviled, falsely accused, and the like, by adding, "Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven." Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. Heaven is defined in the scripture as God's throne, while the earth is his footstool. Isaiah wrote, "Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth my footstool. Where is the house that ye will build unto me? And where is the place of my rest?" Isaiah chapter 66, verse 1. Of course, the prophet meant to call attention to the fact that God, being spirit, cannot be consigned to space. He is everywhere, yet heaven is his throne. Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Our Father which art in heaven," Matthew 6 and verse 9. Again, he urged them to "let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven," Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. The Apostle Paul talked about the Christian citizenship only to declare that one's permanent citizenship is in heaven. In Philippians chapter 3, in verses 20 and 21, he wrote, "For our citizenship is in heaven, whence also we wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall fashion anew the body of our humiliation, that it may be conformed to the body of his glory, according to the working whereby he is able even to subject all things unto himself." This is quoted from the American Standard Version. Paul was anxious to go home and claim his permanent citizenship in heaven, for he told the Philippian church, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if to live in the flesh, if this shall bring fruit from my work, then what I shall choose I know not. But I am in a strait between the two, having the desire to part and be with Christ, for it is far better." Philippians chapter 1, verses 21 through 23. Paul could say with confidence that death would constitute gain for him. Can you and I say as much? His desire was to be with the Lord. He expressed this with even greater confidence when death was imminent, for he wrote to his colleague and Christian friend Timothy, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord the righteous judge shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Have you made your preparation to go to heaven when you die? If you are uncertain, then may I suggest that you listen to tape number 16. Should you need additional help, counselors are available upon request.
The message you have just heard was brought